Journal. We're excited that you're all jumping on board with us today. A lot more to discuss as we get ready to kick off the third hour of the show, so buckle up. We're just scratching the surface at this point. As many of you guys know, we've been calling out the corruption, the garbage, the nonsense, stuff that's still going on within this administration as well. And so if you miss any of my ranting today, you really miss out on a good one. So make sure you head on out to the top of the hour, or the first hour of the show, and listen in on that, because we're learning more and more about those who are still within the DOJ, who shouldn't be there, because they targeted innocent Americans and wanted to destroy their life because they were Trump supporters. It's kind of crazy that we have to advocate for these people to be fired in the first place. And everyone says, oh, it's so hard to fire people who are federal employees. I don't think that's the case. So we'll be diving into that in a little bit. We'll also be talking about a story that I worked on yesterday. Wegmans. Is that how you say it? Wegmans. Well, apparently it's up north these days. Actually, I don't remember them being in New York City when I lived in New York City, but apparently they're there now. The supermarket chain is taking your biometrics. If you walk into their store, you see a sign on their front door. And obviously, whenever it's biometrics related, people reach out to me, they tag me, they call me, they say, hey, Brianna, we just found something else. Maybe you should look into it. Well, I did. And I spoke with the company yesterday, and I'll bring you the details on that, because this one's interesting. I mean, they're literally saying that it's going to collect. This is a sign. It said iScan. And your voice recording, so it's going to record your voice as well, which is, I mean, I don't know how. But I reached out, and the company gave me kind of an odd response. So we'll play that in a little bit for you. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll also dive into the latest regarding the shooter in the Brown University, MIT shooter. DOJ putting out new information on that, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll also talk about the latest that's going on over at the DOJ, because there's some good, some bad. We'll call it as fair as possible. The DOJ is doing a good job at holding states accountable for not purging their voter rolls. Two states have just been sued by the DOJ. We'll talk about that in a moment as well. So a lot happening there. Also in Iran right now, there's a lot going on. And obviously, as an American, I'd say that our media coverage here, it's a little biased, so I never know what to trust. So that's why we're going to bring in my girl, Annie Cyrus, in a little bit, who's going to detail everything regarding what you're seeing play out all over the internet. There's protests happening all across major cities throughout the country. And it's interesting because, again, this is happening at a time when things are kind of getting kind of crazy in Venezuela as well. And so the relationship between both of those countries and what you're seeing play out, it's interesting, the timing. But most importantly is, are things about to get serious? Because we keep hearing people like Lindsey Graham go out there and he's kind of like nudging the president to do something. And it's not just Lindsey Graham, it's also Israel. So we're going to talk about all that with Cyrus in a little bit. I love to hear from her on this front. As many of you guys know, I used to have her on my podcast quite often, and she's from Iran. She obviously had to come to the United States, and she's living here. She's constantly under attack, constantly receiving death threats from the regime, and that's because she's telling the truth. They don't like it when you tell the truth. So it'll be good to have her on the show today to detail what's going on there. So a lot more happening in the third hour of the program. Also, there's a soundbite. I love everything that Tim Tebow is doing, and we're going to play it for you as well. Tim Tebow and his wife have really done a great job at trying to prevent and stop and help those who are being trafficked. It's obviously such an egregious thing. I don't know why we don't spend enough time trying to help these victims. I think it's one of the most... I think it's one of the biggest crimes in this country, that so many children are sex trafficked here, and we just don't do enough about it. But Tim Tebow is doing an incredible job, and so is his wife. And we want to highlight his recent comments that he's made, because these are really, really important that you guys hear about what's going on to all things related to that. Also, J.D. Vance is reacting to that individual, that transgender person who has been arrested for apparently breaking the windows of his home. Now, apparently his kids were home. Thank God, though, he gives the details behind that. We'll play that clip for you, because it sounds like his kids were unaware. We'll detail what happened at his home, though, in Ohio in just a bit. So buckle up. Third hour of the show is starting off in just a moment. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com, because you got a couple more hours left over in the sale. When you purchase a supplement, you're going to get Atomic Defense or Shilajit gummies for free, especially because we're heading into cold flu season. You're going to want some Atomic Defense in your cabinet. So head on over to the shop right now. It's a great time to stock up on all of your favorite supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com. And when you make a purchase at the shop, you're helping keeping this operation up and running. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you snag this deal before it's too late.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity.
The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Trump is not Barack Obama. He has your back. And to the Ayatollahs, you need to understand, if you keep killing your people who are demanding a better life, Donald J. Trump is going to kill you. Change is coming to Iran. It'll be the biggest change in the history of the Mideast to get rid of this Nazi regime. To the people of Iran, help is on the way.
Help is on the way. That's the message coming from Senator Lindsey Graham. And obviously, as many of you guys know, Lindsey likes to nudge this country into war. So take those words lightly, but also remember that he was just on, I believe it was Air Force One, just a couple of days ago, wearing a and handing over to the president a Make Iran Great Again hat. This is something that he's fully leaning into, and the American people have some questions that they want answers to. What's going on right now throughout the country? Well, we're seeing protests taking place, and they're getting quite violent. And sadly, Iranians who are brave enough to take to the streets, well, they're being killed. So far, there's over 36 deaths that have been reported so far. Again, the bulk of those have been citizens. I believe there were just two authorities, like law enforcement officers, is kind of what the media is phrasing it as, that were killed as well. Again, things are getting very violent here, and they're nudging their leader. Now, again, this is the media, so it's very hard to trust the reports that are coming out. And I try my very best to be as fair and balanced as we can, but it's going to be very hard to talk to people in Iran right now, because obviously if they speak out against the regime, they are likely going to be killed. And that's exactly what's playing out all across the country. So joining me now right now to discuss is Annie Cyrus. She is an incredible independent journalist who originally came to us from Iran. She fled here, and the regime doesn't like her because she speaks truth to power. She's a brave patriot. She loves this country, and she speaks nothing but the truth. She does a great job at liveuptofreedom.substack.com as well. Annie, it's great to have you on the program. It's great to catch up with you. I wanted to get your take on what we're seeing develop, obviously, in your former country, because it's deeply concerning when we see what's unraveling. We're hopeful that, you know, obviously these protests are organic, I should say, as we watch what's going out in Venezuela right now. Obviously, it looks like both of these could be possibly related. But what are you hearing from folks on the ground over there? Is this an organic protest that's happening, or are we really possibly going to see a regime change over there?
Well, first, let me say thank you for having me. And I mean that on behalf of myself and my people in Iran, because you are the second conservative alternative media host who actually reached out to someone who knows what they're doing and directly talking to people of Iran. So for that, I appreciate it. Let me start with Iran before I touch on Venezuela. With Iran, we just stepped into day 11 of the uprising. I want to be very clear, though you see on Western media plenty, this is not an uprising due to bad economy. This is an uprising that has been going on for 47 years. This is the 12th uprising by Iranian people since the Islamic Revolution, and they are making progress. This is not a cycle of one day economy, one day hijab, one day this. No, this is a progress that has been made in 47 years. Last 5 days, it has turned into a full revolution. You can see on the videos that are being published, mainly by reliable sources, that people are not chanting for food stamp or government help or no more mandatory hijab. They're calling for the fall of the regime. And they're also calling for their chosen leader to come back to Iran, which is the son of the late Shah of Iran. This is important because this is the first time Iranian people are voicing a choice as a leader. And a lot of media, especially in America, are constantly calling it a uprising due to bad economy. People are poor, so they want better economy. No, they want a complete change of government. They want the regime gone, and they want Crown Prince Pahlavi to come to Iran at least as a transitional government until things can be basically seen as more clear. So that's where we are. There are 31 provinces in Iran. As of right now, 27 have joined this revolution. So soon I can actually say it's a nationwide revolution. You are correct. 31 people have been killed. Out of 31, five of them were morality police and riot police. The rest were citizens who are trying to gain their freedom. That's another important point. When you go back and look at the history of uprising in Iran, people would normally capture morality police or riot police, and then they would just let them go after disarming them. This time, they're killing them. I shouldn't promote this, but this is a good progress. This is where people have reached their limit. Now, quickly heading over to Venezuela, the timing is curious. However, it has no impact on what's happening in Iran through the people. It has, however, rattled the regime dramatically. Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, is facing four battles right now, losing Maduro, which means the $140 billion that was going to regime through Maduro is not going to go in. So they're not going to count. They can't have that money. The uprising in Iran, the fear of Netanyahu coming back in, or the fear of Trump actually dropping bombs in Iran. Those are the four battles he is facing today, which makes a huge difference. He can't make right decisions, not that he ever did, but he's definitely losing his government.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about this, Annie, because we're going to play clip 17 for you. The Crown Prince, the one that you were just alluding to, the one that is the people want him to take back power. This individual is actually on Sean Hannity last night. Take a listen to clip 17.
You planning to go back to Iran? You have not been there in many, many years. It was 1979 when the Ayatollah came back. He was in exile in France at the time. Do you plan on going back? Do you plan on having free elections? Have you thought about it?
Sean, at the call of my compatriots, I've stepped forward to lead this transition from this tyranny to a future democracy. My role is to help my compatriot achieve that goal, to bring about a peaceful end by means of a national referendum and a constitutional assembly. I'm impartial as to what the ultimate result will be, so long as it's a secular democracy. I've trained all my life to serve my nation. I'm there to serve and help them achieve that goal, and I'm more than ever ready to step in Iran as soon as the situation warrants itself, and I'll be there among with my compatriots to lead the ultimate battle.
Reza Pahlavi, thank you so much for being with us, and I pray for freedom for the people of Iran.
So, Annie, I want to jump in on here because I'm also seeing reports, and this is the mainstream media, so this is why I want to ask you about this, that the Ayatollah is potentially planning to escape and leave and flee and go to Moscow, it looks like. Now, we hear about those plans constantly that leaders who are fearful for their lives do flee to Russia. That does make sense. It's just like kind of the blueprint for communists these days. But what do you make of this report? Do you think that he's feeling the fire to flee and that the Crown Prince is actually preparing to step in and possibly bring democracy to Iran? Is that him overselling it to the people?
So let's address Khamenei. I addressed this on my Substack. He is not planning to flee today. If, and that's a big if, difference between dictators of Marxist socialist versus Islamists. Islamists don't give up power because they're not fighting for the earthly power. They're doing it for their religious duty. If, big if he does decide to flee, he's not going to go to Moscow. He's going to head over to either India or Iraq, where he's going to have a majority of Shia support to not only hide him, but they also have no political agenda to turn him over. So again, if he does decide, don't look for him in Moscow. Look for him in India or in Iraq. First, head to Iraq because his party is running Iraqi parliament today. So that's where he's going to go. Reza Pahlavi, he is ready to go. Yes, he has produced a 100-day plan after the fall of the regime. You can find it online. It's not a secret weapon. He He released it publicly during Mahsa Amini uprising in 2022. He has a plan, he has a team, and he's right. He has been trained for today. Not only him, his mother, the Queen of Iran, she's still alive, and she has released many videos assuring people that she will gladly help her son through this transition. Also, he is releasing call to action, leading and guiding the protesters in Iran, which is another good sign for a leader who is prepared to help this transition. I agree with him. We don't know where things go. I personally will vote for him forever. But people of Iran will choose who the permanent leader might be or the format. Or do they want monarch? Do they want democracy? Do they want republic? That's going to be up to the people of Iran after the dust settles.
Okay. And what would this mean for potentially Iranian women? Because obviously we know that their rights have been completely annihilated over these last few decades right now. So is there hope for Iranian women that Sharia law and all these restrictions that they have to abide by, that those would potentially be lifted? Because that's been a big one.
Absolutely. Two things. One, even during transition with Reza Pahlavi, he's going to, based on what he said, he's going to take the constitution back to where his father and his grandfather were, Pahlavi dynasty, and upgrade it to the modern day Western life. That's where his constitution is going to go. Secondly, people of Iran are not going to give back into any kind of form of Islamic leaders. Even I pray, as an Iranian, I pray that we stay out of what's happening until we are asked by the candidate to go help. But even if such a thing happens and we decide to turn this very organic revolution into a color revolution, we need to be very careful who we pick to put in place, because Iranians are going to fight back against anyone who is not Reza Pahlavi today.
Yeah, and I think that's really important too, because we're watching as constantly, you know, the Israeli prime minister is trying to nudge the United States into a conflict with Iran. And then we see Lindsey Graham out there. He's also kind of nudging a little bit. So we are concerned on that front, because, again, although we are obviously rooting for Iranian people to be able to get to a place where they could gain back their freedoms, American influence, we try to advocate against us actually, you know, helping out in that way. And we hope that all of it is organic. But I wanted to get to this. I think this is also really telling. You know, there was just recently, and this was in the news today, an Iranian man who was executed because they believed that he was spying for Israel. What is it like for those who are accused of possibly being foreign spies and working against the government? Do they even have a fair shake at a trial? Because I can only imagine they probably don't. But I mean, this man was sentenced to execution quite rapidly. So what does this look like on the ground in Iran? How does this even play out in the first place?
Well, let me address something real quick. Netanyahu yesterday did say to the people of Iran that he's not coming in. He's going to respect their movement. And he's standing by when we need his help, but for now he's not coming in. So that was a good sign. On the other hand, I can confirm that we do have trained Mossad agents on the ground in Iran helping people. And I need to be clear, these are not Israeli Mossad agents helping Iranian people. These are Iranian trained Mossad agents helping Iranian people. So I need to give credit. We are receiving proper help from Israel. That's there. As far as arrest and execution, in last 11 days, anybody who's been arrested, they don't face trial, they don't have lawyers. Depending on the judge, they will be framed for some sort of crime and face consequences. They could be just jailed, some of them. We have 7 people who disappeared since their arrest. And then those who are just being hung next morning, next day of the arrest, for reasons such as a spying for Israel or labeled Mossad agents. That's the process right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, this is really kind of alarming. And, you know, we're hoping that those on the ground in Iran who are doing all this protesting, they're trying to change their country, we wish them the best. We truly wish them the best. Besides, you know, Americans, obviously, and our military getting involved in anything of that nature, what can Americans do here on U.S. soil to just to support them? How can we help share their stories where it's not being filtered through this biased mass media culture, but instead it's the actual authentic Iranian voices who are in this fight? What can we do here to help them?
Being their voice, the best way is either go to Crown Prince Pahlavi's pages. He has a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Telegram channel, and he does produce English language information. You can spread those. If you don't mind me saying, I am one of the most trusted reporters on the ground when it comes to situations in Iran. You can go to my Substack, grab my information, spread that. I'm putting minute-by-minute reports out. Also, encourage our government to stay out. Americans, this is the moment you can play a huge role in history by asking our government to stay out of this unless Iranian people and leaders are asking for help. We should stay out of it. That is the biggest role Americans can play today. Do not encourage, do not cheer decisions or post or announcements by our government. Don't get excited. Today is not the day we need to send our troops to Iran.
Yeah, and I think that's really important that we drive that point home. You do a great job on your liveuptofreedom.substack.com, folks. So head on over there. You can become a subscriber. You can become paid or free. I love the fact that you have both of those elements out there. But again, independent journalism is only independent because you, the people, support it. So head on over to liveuptofreedom.substack.com. You know, Annie, the reason why I have you on my I've had you on my podcast and obviously now this show is because I do trust your voice in all of this. And there's a lot of active threats against you and you are constantly not afraid. You're not turning away. You're not fearful, but you're fighting back with the truth. Before we go, because we got a couple of minutes, actually, you know, the last time I had you on my podcast, we talked about how the Iranian government was issuing active threats and they were trying to go after you here in the United States. Can you just kind of walk us through what that is even like for a journalist like yourself to speak out here in America and to have a foreign government still looking to go after you because they're not happy with the information that you're putting out there?
One of the patterns of behavior from Islamic regime for the last 47 years is not just to kill the citizens inside Iran. They also put out assassination orders against dissidents who are outside of Iran who have found their voice and are exposing the regime's tyrannical behavior. I am one of those people. As I sit here, talk to you, I have 12 bounties on my head, some issued directly from the regime, some issued from Islamic leaders of align with the regime. I'm not the only one. Unfortunately, many have been captured, either taken back to Iran, executed, or just killed on the streets of European countries. We just had Masih Alinejad in America that thankfully FBI was able to capture the two Russian agents hired by IRGC plotting to kidnap her and kill her. So it's an ongoing situation. Again, when I say what happens in Iran affect not just Iranian inside Iran, but the entire world, including myself as an American Iranian, might be able to do what I do with a little less isolation and a little less need to constantly look over my shoulder of who's coming and when they're coming. And yes, you're right. I don't go silent. I keep doing what I do because I believe I have the biggest protection anyone can ask for, and that is our Lord and Savior. However, there are many people who unfortunately had to give up doing what they do because they had families, they had children, they were too afraid. So again, this regime must go. They're a threat to everyone. They are a threat to human society.
Yeah, yeah. And I really hope the American people understand the risk that you have to put yourself through every day just to come out and tell the truth on these issues. And it's the reason why so many, again, just don't do it, because there is a big risk here. And you do an incredible job at breaking that down for everyone. So, Annie, thank you for all the incredible work you do. Again, folks, it's liveuptofreedom.substack.com. We'll have you back on the show as this develops, because I appreciate your insight in all of this and your coverage. So thank you, girl. It's great to catch up with you as always. And you're doing a great job. So keep fighting back.
I appreciate you. Stay safe.
Stay safe, my friend. Folks, I want to turn over to another story that I was detailing for you briefly. It has to do with the supermarket chain that I didn't even know was in New York City. When I left New York City back in, I think, 2018, they weren't there, but apparently they're there now. Or maybe I just didn't see them in New York City. But Wedgman's or Wegmans, you guys probably would correct me on that one soon. But they are a supermarket chain that is based, I guess they're just based all over the place. I've seen them before in Maryland. All my friends in Maryland told me they were a great one. I wasn't that impressed. We had Publix in Florida. That was pretty impressive for me. But the supermarket itself is putting a sign on the door. That sign specifically saying that they're taking your biometrics. They're taking your biometrics. Now, that catches my attention. I know every time you guys see a biometric story, you think of me because I'm kind of the specialist when it comes to privacy-related issues regarding your biometric data. And so when I saw this story, I had to jump all over it. And I did reach out to the company to figure out what's going on here, because the sign specifically says that it's using facial recognition technology, eye scans, and voice prints. Okay, so that's kind of concerning to me. What would they be using that data for? Well, good question. Good question. They did feed me a salad of words in their response to my question. I provided you with the full statement up on my X page. But they're saying that they're collecting facial recognition data, and they're using it to identify individuals who may be flagged for misconduct. We do not collect other biometric data, although their sign clearly says eye and voice prints. I don't know. I see it on the sign, so I think so. But in their statement, they say that they do not collect it. Again, it's retinal scans and voice prints is what they're claiming that they don't collect, but their sign says they do. It's according to the image that was taken and posted on social media. Images are collected, retained only for as long as they're necessary for security purposes, and then they're disposed of, they claim. For security reasons, we cannot disclose exactly what the actual amount of time that they hold these images for is what they told me. But this is always concerning. Number one, I asked them if their third-party groups are part of any of this, because when I follow a lot of these biometric stories, I find that your biometric information, because it's a private company, even possibly government biometric systems, well, they're selling it off to third parties. And so I asked them that specific question. They're claiming, they didn't really directly answer it, honestly, but they're claiming that they're only doing this for security reasons. I don't know why you would even do this. To be blunt, in New York City, because even if you catch someone who's stealing from your store, they're not going to be arrested. Even under this new leadership in New York City, they don't have prosecutors that want to prosecute crime. Whether you're in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, it's all just liberal Soros-funded DAs. So I don't know what this sign means to you. To me, it means nothing if it's an actual security precaution. If you're truly worried about things like that, you probably should buckle up and shift gears a bit. And by that, I mean shut down your stores and leave. All right, folks, we're keeping our eye on a lot. There's actually a MAHA presser being held right now. I'll bring you that in a little bit. Apparently, there's going to be new nutrient guidelines coming down. In this alert right now. It's also going to redefine ultra-processed foods and ease up on the red meat and saturated fats that they've gone so hard against. Now, obviously, MAHA's off to a great start in 2026. We covered just that in a little segment we did yesterday. But we'll bring you this presser as it begins. That should be starting shortly. So when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about that. Plus, I'll catch you up on a lot of other important stories that you need to know about. I'll bring you an update on that story that we brought to you yesterday about that tranny, the alleged tranny, or the alleged tranny suspect, I should say, who decided to go after J.D. Vance's home and smash a couple of windows. Well, J.D. Vance is telling us the backstory to all of this. According to reports, the person who's been arrested for this is a biological boy, man, pretending to be a woman. The father, according to Postmillennial, is a surgeon, but also a Democrat donor. Surprise, surprise. That's his dad. We'll read the latest on that in a little bit. J.D. Vance breaking down what happened at his home in Columbus, Ohio. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com, because right now, when you make a purchase of any supplement at the shop, you get a bottle of the Atomic Defense and Shilajit gummies as well. That is going to be going on for a limited time. You got a couple more hours left in that sale. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you snag this up, because we're heading into, we are officially actually in cold and flu season. So don't get sick like the rest of these suckers. Head on over and make sure you grab this while it lasts over at thealexjonesstore.com.
I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel any time, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10 if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power up and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off attack nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. Who want us to live in bondage? Who want to cut our children's penises off? You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. Ugh. My cells tell me I'm in a war. And to gird myself for it. And to guard myself for truth. Because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Now, back to our program.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us. Third hour, final lap of the show. A lot going on right now. We've got the Maha Presser that's going on right now with RFK Jr. speaking about the new changes that are coming to HHS and all the other agencies. So let's listen in.
Today they are here to officially unveil the 2025 to 2030 Dietary Guidelines for America. These new guidelines are informed by the best and most reliable research on health and nutrition, particularly as it relates to the role of our diets and the prevalence of chronic disease in the country. They are also, these guidelines are easy to read and understand, so every American, young and old, can access this information that literally has the power to change lives. But these are not just an updated guideline. These are the foundation to all federal food programs in our country. These new guidelines are going to update the food that is served to America's children in our public schools, to the plates that are served to our great men in uniform in our military, our veterans, and the food that they are consuming at the VA. And these new guidelines are also going to impact nutritional programs for the needy in our country, such as WIC and Head Start. Unfortunately, for decades, federal dollars have has promoted low-quality, highly processed foods that lead to scores of long-term health issues, which means Americans have gone broke because of these health issues. Faulty dietary guidelines of the past stacked the deck against healthy eating and food options for everyday American families, which has fueled the chronic disease epidemic and jacked up the healthcare costs of households across the country. This failed approach in our public health system ends today. When these guidelines are followed, Americans will be saving themselves thousands of dollars. If we want to help cut healthcare costs in our country, we must become a healthier country. According to the CEA, poor diet is the root cause of obesity, which accounts for $400 billion in medical spending each year. A healthier America will lead to a more affordable America. The new dietary guidelines from the Trump administration will ensure federal dollars go to real food to improve public health and therefore save the American people their hard-earned cash over the course of their lives. So with that, I am going to hand it over to Secretary Kennedy. The great people behind me will give remarks, and then we'll get into Q&A for the officials that are here on this specific topic. They will leave because they're all very busy people, and then I will open it up to Q&A with the rest of you on the rest of the news in the world. So thank you, and we'll start with Secretary Kennedy.
Thank you,
Caroline. Thank you.
Today marks a decisive change in federal nutrition policy made possible by President Trump's leadership and the work of MAHA moms and public health advocates who demanded reform. Today, in accordance with President Trump's directive, Rook and I will release the dietary guidelines for Americans 2025 to 2030, the most significant reset of federal nutrition policy in history. These guidelines replace corporate-driven assumptions with common sense goals and gold standard scientific integrity. These new guidelines will revolutionize our nation's food culture and make America healthy again. For decades, Americans have grown sicker while healthcare costs have soared. The reason is clear. The hard truth is that our government has been lying to us to protect corporate profit-taking, telling us that these food-like substances were beneficial to public health. Federal policy promoted and subsidized highly processed foods and refined carbohydrates and turned a blind eye to the disastrous consequences. Today, the lies stop. The new guidelines recognize that whole, nutrient-dense food is the most effective path to better health and lower healthcare costs. Protein and healthy fats are essential and were wrongly discouraged in prior dietary guidelines. We are ending the war on saturated fats. Diets rich in vegetables and fruits reduce disease risk more effectively than many drugs. Whole grains outperform refined carbohydrates. Added sugars, especially sugar-sweetened beverages, drive metabolic disease, and today our government declares war on added sugar. Highly processed foods loaded with additives, added sugar, and excess salt damage health and should be avoided. As Secretary of Health and Human Services, my message is clear: eat real food. Nothing matters more for healthcare outcomes, economic productivity, military readiness, and fiscal stability. The dietary guidelines shape dozens of federal feeding programs, including Head Start. These standards affect 45 million school lunches every day. Meals for 1.3 million active duty service members and food served to 9 million veterans in VA hospitals. Today begins the work of aligning those programs with affordable, whole, nutrient-dense food. Implementation requires coordination across the government. I'm working with many of my fellow cabinet secretaries to deliver results. I want to thank Bobby Mukamala. Thank you very much. Who is the president of the American Medical Association for committing to mobilize the medical community on nutrition. And I thank also the American Academy of Pediatrics for partnering on this effort. I also look forward to working with Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and Dr. Marty McCary to fund and prioritize rigorous nutrition research at the NIH and at the FDA. The stakes are measurable and severe. A Johns Hopkins analysis estimates that 48% of every federal taxpayer dollar now goes to healthcare. The CDC reports that 90% of healthcare spending treats chronic disease. That means that 40%, 40 cents of every dollar that taxpayers pay in this country is going to treat diseases that could be averted through good food. The United States has the highest obesity and type 2 diabetes rate in the developed world. We spend three times more per capita than the European nation, the European Union on healthcare, yet our life expectancy is 5 years lower, largely due to diet-related chronic disease. Our childhood obesity rate is five times higher than countries like France. One-third of U.S. teens have prediabetes, over 35% are overweight or obese, and 20% of young adults have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. 77% of military-aged Americans are ineligible for military service because of diet-related conditions. If a foreign adversary sought to destroy the health of our children, to cripple our economy, to weaken our national security, there would be no better strategy than to addict us to ultra-processed foods. It's shocking that our own government helped to drive these cataclysmic changes in our diet. The damage is real, it is preventable, and President Trump has ordered it to end. If the United States reduced obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and Alzheimer's, the Japanese levels, we would save approximately $600 billion a year. About 50% of Medicare's projected long-term deficit, or $5,000 per family annually. Current policy worsens the problem. 42 million Americans rely on SNAP, or common purchases include sugary drinks, candy, and chips. 78% of SNAP recipients are enrolled in Medicaid, and 90% of Medicaid spending goes to chronic disease. These incentives raise health care costs and undermine health. This must change. A new framework centers on protein and healthy fats, vegetables, fruits, and whole grains. And you can see the food pyramid here. It's upside down, a lot of you will say. But it was actually upside down before, and we just righted it. For the first time, the dietary guidelines directly address ultra-processed foods and set firm sugar limits in federal procurement, driving a significant reduction in added sugar in school meals. I want to thank President Trump for his leadership and the partners committed to ensuring that federal food dollars support real food and better health. Thank you.
All right, I want to jump in here because I think it's really impressive. We have RFK Jr. declaring war on added sugar. That's a big one. Obviously, also going after the processed foods, which is all linked together. Obviously, it's all kind of the same hub. But man, oh man, this is what we've been waiting on. We have a new pyramid that's very realistic. This is what you should be eating. And it's not just him telling you that. I mean, when I switched over, I went carnivore and ditched the processed foods and kept it strictly to just meats, I lost 25-ish pounds. So there's definitely something here, and I think it's absolutely incredible to see him discussing just that. And again, this is the stuff that we put into our foods. I mean, a lot of the chemicals that they put into our foods, that they pump into our foods, is the chemicals that are banned throughout Europe, and it's so infuriating that we do it to our own people. But like he said, if you wanted to destroy a country, you would push processed foods onto the American people. And so it's great to see that RFK Jr., who is someone who is very passionate about this, is going to be getting to the bottom of all of that. So that is incredible news. And 2026 for Maha is off to a great start, I must say. We've been covering extensively on this show, as many of you guys know, those pesticide immunities that they were trying to slip into the latest spending bill. Well, that's been nuked because you, the American people, stood up and said, no, I'm not going to allow that to happen. And then obviously now we have a new schedule for childhood vaccines, which breaks it down to about 11 out of the former 72 used to push on the children. I don't even understand how they thought 72 was a reasonable number. It's pure insanity, folks, but it's great to see that RFK Jr. is at the head of all of this, and he's pushing for things that he truly believes in. Truly believes in. Red meat's, by the way, not that bad. I eat a steak a day. I always joke and say a steak a day keeps a doctor away, or a steak a day keeps Big Pharma away, however you want to phrase it. But it seems to work for me. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you, folks, there's a lot of truth to what RFK Jr. is saying. We're excited to see what's happening over at HHS and all of his other agencies as well. All right, let's shift gears a bit. A lot more going on. You know, the DOJ, I like to cover the positive. When they do positive things, well, Harmeet Dhillon is doing a lot of good, and so I want to keep drilling this point home, but she's going after states that are refusing to hand over their voter rolls and clear them. Because many of you guys know the voter rolls are also a significant problem when it comes to election integrity. And so many states are unwilling to clean up the rolls. And this is very, very important. The DOJ is now suing Arizona and Connecticut for failing to produce their voter rolls to the federal government. The DOJ is now officially suing 23 states that have failed. And it's Republican and Democrat. Just so you know, both sides are not doing what they should be doing. So it's as fair a balance as you could possibly get. But, you know, Harmeet Dhillon's not letting up anytime soon. This is a main issue for her, and we're thankful that that is, because unfortunately, congressional Republicans don't really take this as a priority as we head into midterms. So that is definitely going to be a big, big one. Now, I told you all I wanted to play this clip because Tim Tebow does incredible work with his wife. They are patriots, and I love the fact that they, you know, use the opportunity, obviously, to spread the word. But most importantly, they're going all around the country, all around the world. They're trying to save children. And this is something that doesn't get enough attention, because in local news, when I try to cover a sex trafficking story or the story of children who are being trafficked all across this country, whether it's for, you know, slave labor or sex trafficking, you get shut down quite often because people just deem it as a non-desirable topic. It will turn people away because it makes them sad. But Tim Tebow is not shying away anytime soon, and him and his wife paired up to try to save as many of these children and these young women as they possibly can. And in clip 14, he's doing just that by outlining what the crisis truly is. And so many people don't even know what's going on, but you have to listen to the facts as he rolls them out. Take a listen.
Are there wins in the fight? Yes. Every time a girl is brought to safety and there's healing that takes place, that's a win. But in the grand scheme, no, we're not winning. We're losing. And there are many people that would believe that there's more trafficking taking place around the world than ever before in history. Right now, as we speak, there are 50 plus million people that are being trafficked. And they think, well, it's just over there, right? It's across the world. It's not happening here. And that's also just not the case. It is happening right here. It is happening in our backyard. It's happening across the country. America is the number one buyer of live stream rape of boys and girls. And peer-to-peer trading CSAM, child sexual abuse material, we're third worst in the world. It goes China, Russia, America, and then Italy's fourth. Every single day, 300,000 new sex ads will go up, and thousands of them are minors. And if I was to read some of the quotes of buyers, it would show you how little they think of humanity and how little they think of these girls. And that's honestly a big piece of what broke my heart for Look Again, was that we have to look again at the worth and the value of ourselves and other people. Because right now we face in so many areas around the world, but also right here, the devaluing, the dehumanizing, the treating people as less than, as just an object, rather than treating them with real dignity, worth, respect, and honor.
As someone who's close to this issue and working to, you know, provide resources and help people and get people out of it, why do you think people in this country have such a hard time discussing this? Like, why is this not on more mainstream platforms?
Well, we're working on that very, very hard. I think it's overwhelming. I think people think, how can we make a difference? I think that there's a lot of people that will say, I don't want to hear, I don't want to hear. I'll give you one example. I was playing in a foundation golf tournament in a state where I was, three other people in my group were three of the most powerful, wealthy people in that state. And I got a call from our VP of anti-human trafficking, and I had to take it. 12 girls, something terrible just happened to them in a location. And so I said, hey, sorry, guys, I gotta take this and we got to make a plan for this. And so they're overhearing some of the conversation and I finished the conversation. I miss a few holes with them, which is just, there's no comparison, right? Yep. And I finish and I come back and they're like, hey, what's going on? I start to tell them just a little bit of what I'm allowed to tell them. And they go, no, don't tell me, I don't want to know. I don't want to know because it makes me think about my kids. And I was already emotional because of what I knew just happened to these 12 girls. And I was frustrated, but also I was probably not speaking out of the most amount of humility and a little bit of pride. And I responded and I said to the man that said that to me, if those girls could hear you right now, what hope do you think they would have? If the most powerful people in our states and in our country are going to say, no, don't tell me, I don't want to know, then how are we actually going to push back this evil that is taking place? And I think that I share that story because that's happened too often. And I'm not saying that everyone has to be exposed to all of it. That's not my goal. We don't want to traumatize people, but we do have to have people be aware of what is taking place so that we can have an army of people that are standing on the line for people, for these kids, for these women that are going through a living hell. And if we're not even willing to look at it and to talk about it, to bring awareness to it so that action can be done, then we're not going to move the needle. And we have to be able to do that. Yep. Like we have to be able to talk about it, strategize, rally people. And there are a lot of people. I want this to be clear. There are a lot of people, heroes that are on the line that we get to work with, law enforcement, so many victim identification specialists. There are so many people that are doing great work in this space, but it's not enough.
It's not enough. And I know many at home are probably really enraged that this is still an issue in this country. The fact that we are one of the top countries consuming this just repulsive videos, photos, we're obviously funding it as well, is absolutely embarrassing. But his family is doing an incredible job at trying to combat these issues, and it needs to be a top priority. I know for 2026, personally, myself, this has become one of my priorities, and I look forward to making a big announcement on, you know, what we're going to start doing to help these children out, especially those here in the United States, because this has just been something that so many people fear talking about. They don't want to talk about it because, again, like you heard him just detail, so many people are just like, I don't want to think about my children being out there and this happening to them, but the reality is it's someone's child. And the reality of it is like that his parents lost their children. Their children were abducted. And this is what's happening to them. So it's a major issue that we can't turn away from and we shouldn't turn away from. And I look forward to doing just that. But let's switch up gears a little bit. You know, let's talk a little bit about this administration because President Trump, he's doing something that the last administration was incapable of doing. If you're wondering what I mean by that, I'm speaking about speaking. Okay. President Trump obviously is very available for the media. And this is something that the previous person who we were told was president of the United States, Joe Biden, was unable to do. Joe Biden failed to speak to the American people, to speak to journalists. He, in fact, needed a picture card while shuffling around at press conferences when he did make those appearances. But as time went on, we were told that he's the president of the United States. His appearances were, well, they were trickling. He wasn't making many. Wasn't making money. And obviously, most of us, because we got common sense, we knew exactly what was happening behind the scenes. He wasn't healthy, and they were trying their best to block that out. But here we are with the new administration. President Trump, there are some flaws, but one of his really good qualities, the fact that he's willing to speak to the American people, speak to the media, even though they are unfair. And Breitbart just did an exclusive where they detail some more information about President Trump. They have gone down the numbers, and they said that President Trump spoke more than 2.57 million words at an event when his remarks were transcribed in 2025. And then he interacted with the press about 74% of the times at events, or 74%, I should say, of the time when he was at these events. This is according to data that they have gone through. They've sifted through transcripts and they're trying to figure it all out themselves. But I have to say, it's really impressive. Yes, the bar was pretty damn low with the last administration, but that's a lot of words. And as many of you guys know, he does this all the time. He's high energy. He could be cranking all the time, bouncing around. I did have, when I was living in Florida, I did have the honor of having dinner at Mar-a-Lago one night, and it was like 11 o'clock at night. I'm sitting here, this was last year, and I'm like yawning, ready to go to bed. And I look over because President Trump was in a group of people, and he's still going. I mean, this guy's still talking. He's still just cranking. And it's impressive given the fact that, number one, he doesn't drink, right? So this is just all natural energy. I don't even know if he drinks caffeine besides Diet Coke, honestly. That was all that he had at his table besides that and water. But he was going. I was told, you know, I went home because I'm getting up there in age. Went to bed. But he was apparently there till past midnight, just talking to folks. Guy's got a lot of energy, and he's got a lot of words, apparently. 2.57 million words exactly in 2025. That's according to the transcripts, just the transcripts that Breitbart was able to get their hands on. So I think that's really impressive and worth just highlighting. All right, J.D. Vance obviously had his home attacked. Now, the suspect is obviously a radical lefty. He did speak out about this, and he did give us some details and insight into that. Take a listen to clip 15.
Our family's doing fine, and thanks for asking. You know, we had left Cincinnati a few hours before the attack, and you know, whenever we're in town, it's obviously it's a well-known thing because there are barricades everywhere. The security presence goes up on our street, and so I guess this person probably assumed we were still there, decided to make an attack. I don't know if they were trying to break in. That's my intuition, just because they went and hammered the windows. But of course, you know, we have stronger windows than most because I'm a protectee of the Secret Service. And so, you know, eventually realized they weren't getting anywhere, ran off, and were captured by the Secret Service as they tried to escape. That's my understanding. I do think they have somebody in custody. It appears, you know, well, I'll let the investigation play itself out a little bit more as to exactly what the motive was, but clearly a very sick individual. The good thing is my kids are young enough. They have no idea what's going on, and they don't read the news, so they have no idea that their home was attacked by a crazy person with a hammer. But, you know, it is what it is. Obviously, we saw what happened with the president a year and a half ago. Thank God he's okay. There are crazy people out there, and we're thankful for the Secret Service and the grace of God that we're still here to do the job that we can.
All right, the Postmillennial reporting that the individual is a tranny pretending to be a female. That's according to their report. So we'll see how that all plays out. But obviously, this is just the suspect. This person's not been convicted. And according also to the report, I believe it was Daily Mail reporting that his father is a surgeon, but also a Democratic donor. So no surprise there that these people are as unhinged as we always know that they were. And I really want someone to collect some stats on transgender violent crimes, because that would be another stat to add to that one. Because folks, we keep just like looking the other way on this. I know our side doesn't, but the left doesn't want us gathering this information, but this information is critical and we should be gathering it. All right, that does it for me on this beautiful Wednesday. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. When you buy a supplement, you get the Atomic Defense or She Legit gummies for free. A couple more hours left in that sale, so make sure you do just that over at thealexjonesstore.com. Don't go anywhere. More happening on InfoWars.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs, potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue, possible neuroprotective
effects being studied and traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. may benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.